Good morning. The scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Thanks be to God.
Well, they tell me that some teachers dream of teaching a child who will grow up to win the Nobel Peace Prize and change the world. And some lawyers dream of defending a famous client so that they become well known and that they will be able to do pro bono cases for the poor. Some doctors dream of discovering a cure for a disease like AIDS or cancer so that they can save lives. These dreams lead them on a journey to fulfill their hopes and desires. Well, many years ago, Magi dreamed of making a great discovery through the stars. They dreamed and hoped and hoped and dreamed. Their evenings were often spent looking up into the skies. On a particular evening, many, many years ago, several Magi were sitting around discussing a bright new star, a bright new star that they had never seen before. These Magi, who were perhaps astrologers of the day, decided to get a closer look, and so they went out into the desert, away from all of the other lights. And out there, the star seemed to be calling them. It was a tug that they had been waiting for all of their lives. So they packed up their camels with the things they thought they might need, and they headed out. As they began their journey, they discovered they were not alone. Others were drawn to the star as well. They saw in this bright star, through their tradition, they understood that a great person had a guiding light in the heavens, and that whenever a star appeared, it meant that a great person was born. And they believed that the greater the person, the brighter the star. And here was a star that was as bright as any they had ever seen. It was magnificent, and they were drawn to it. They wanted to know who this person was, a king perhaps. They were unanimous that the star, the global positioning system of the day, their GPS, was leading them to this great person, this king. And with great excitement, they set out on their journey. And as they traveled, they began to think, well, perhaps it's leading us to Jerusalem. That would make sense. That is a great city. And as they drew closer, they thought maybe the palace of Herod would be a good place to look. And they had no trouble gaining entrance to the palace. After all, they looked rich, and that was enough to get them some time, a royal audience. Only the king they met was something of a disappointment. Now, they think by this time that Herod was probably mentally ill. He was at least very paranoid. And so they knew by instinct that this star was not shining for Herod. He was not a good man. However, they decided to ask Herod a question. Where is the child to be born who will be king of the Jews? This child is to be greater than all other kings, for his star is very bright. He will be king of kings. Now Herod, being paranoid, was startled by this. After all, he did not want someone trying to take away his throne. So he immediately excused himself and called in the chief priests and the scribes to inquire of them where they thought this king was to be born. And of course, it is written in the prophets that a great ruler would come out of Bethlehem. And after hearing this, Herod goes back to the Magi and asks them, well, when did the star appear? And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for this child and bring me word that I may pay him homage as well. The Magi continued on their journey. They continued to follow the star until it stopped over a house. Yes, Matthew says house, not stable. It was a modest house, and certainly was not the kind of place you would expect a king to be. But they knocked on the door anyway. There they found the child with Mary, his mother, and they were overwhelmed with joy. Overwhelmed with joy. So they got on their knees and reverently admired the child and just reveled in his presence. And following this, they brought forth their gifts. Strange gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold, anyone would like that for a gift. But frankincense and myrrh, seriously? Nevertheless, the parents were probably gracious, and they thanked the foreigners for these gifts. And the Magi headed back out into the desert. But one shared a dream that he had had the night before. And in this dream, he was warned that he should not go back to Jerusalem, that he should not tell Herod about this baby. They needed no more. To avoid that evil web that Herod was spinning, they set out to find their home by a different way without informing Herod about the child. Maya Angelou once said, "The ache for home lives in us all. The safe place where we can go as we are and not be questioned. A place where we are loved and accepted. Home." And I might add, home isn't the place where we are from. It is where we find light when all grows dark. So in this sense, those Magi found their home in that modest little house, in the presence of a mother and a small child. They were home, and they sensed that overwhelming joy deep within their souls. Recently, I watched the movie Lion. Anyone been to see Lion? You should go. It's an extremely good movie. And it is based on the true story of a 5-year-old named Saru from India. And Saru and his mother and older brother and baby sister live in poverty, terrible, terrible poverty. His hardworking mother cannot always put food on the table. So Saru and his older brother try to find ways that they can help out by getting food. And so one of the things that they do is that they go on the coal cars of the trains that are parked at night, and they steal the coal to trade it for milk. And one night, Saru begs Gadu, his brother, to take him on his late night rounds as he sneaks onto these empty trains to steal coal or to search for dropped coins and other values that may have been left behind in the trains. And Gadu doesn't want to take him, but Saru is very insistent, and Gadu gives in. But Saru gets tired, and he falls asleep on the station platform bench. And when he awakes, Gadu is nowhere to be found. Saru panics, and he doesn't know what to do. But he boards a locomotive that he thinks his brother might be on, and suddenly it begins to move. It begins to move, and he can't get out. And it doesn't stop until he arrives in Calcutta, which is 1,000 miles from his home. He is lost. He is alone. He's a little boy, 5 years old, and he doesn't know what to do. He has never been on his own before. Can you imagine the feelings that he must have had? And to complicate matters, Saru speaks Hindi, and the local language is Bengali. He can't even pronounce the name of his village correctly, so he can't tell anyone where he is from. Eventually, he is reduced to sleeping in tunnels and stealing food from public shrines. But as time goes on, his street smarts kicks in, and he's surviving. And he eventually ends up in an orphanage there. And luckily, he is adopted by a family from Australia. So he goes and grows up in Australia. And he's happy and healthy in this home. He has a great life. He has all the things he needs. His parents love him. But in spite of all this, he longs to know more about his home in India, about that feeling that he had being held in his mother's arms, about that feeling he had, that bond he had with his brother. He has flashbacks, and he remembers bits and pieces of that life. And then one day, he comes across an Indian fried dough, which is a treat known as jalebis, and I may not have pronounced that right. And this was served at a party, and it had a profound effect on him. And he began to have this sense of an ache for home. It deepens his hunger to reconnect with his roots. And he turns to Google search. For the rest, you'll have to see the movie. Home isn't about things. Home is not a house in a particular town. It doesn't lie inconspicuous consumption and a relentless amassing of things. It is that haven from chaos outside. It is that place where troubled souls find peace, where weary hearts find rest, hungry bodies find refreshment, lonely pilgrims find communion, and wounded spirits find compassion, where you find light when all grows dark. It is where, when you cross the threshold, you finally feel at peace. Peace, peace in your soul. We all long for that place. The ache for home lives in us all. The ache for acceptance and unconditional love. But we all know life can be hard at times. We find ourselves in situations and our lives unfold in a certain way, and we experience darkness. Darkness in the midst of struggle, in the midst of pain, in the midst of turmoil. And the Herods of our world overpower us and overwhelm us. We feel the weight of oppression, of hostility, of repression. We are lost. We are alone. We are that little Saru standing on the platform in Calcutta. We are that Saru who, even though he lives in Australia in a wonderful house with wonderful parents, with everything he needs for a good life, but deep in his soul there is a hole, a longing. He longs for the security that he felt in India in spite of the poverty. And like Saru, we begin to realize that until we fill that void, that ache, it will not go away. To find that which we crave, to find abundant life, we seek a home. The Magi, I believe, found it in a modest little house in Bethlehem. And we too are called to make that journey into Christ's presence. The Magi came into the presence of Jesus, and they found joy and hope and love. And they took that back across the desert to the house in which they lived. And I believe their lives were probably changed by that experience. Their longings were satisfied. Their lives were changed. Matthew says they were filled with joy when they looked upon the child Jesus. We too can find that joy in the life of Jesus. We can find shelter from the chaos, from the Herods of this world, and from the constant striving. We can find peace, hope, joy, and love through living as Jesus lived. We can find home by loving our neighbors as ourselves. We can find home by serving others. It doesn't mean that everything will go just the way we want it to go. It doesn't mean we will never have another bad day. But it does mean that we can experience a sense of peace and joy even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of chaos. Through the way of Jesus, we can find home. Light in the darkness, peace in the midst of chaos. And it is my hope that you will find your way home following that child born in Bethlehem. May God bless you on your journey. Amen.